Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have, I believe it's tasting three of my second batch of 2023. This is a smash beer, single malt, single hop. This is using Golden Promise and Nelson Sauvin hops. Small batch, 2 pounds, 4 ounces of Golden Promise, 0.39 ounces of Nelson Sauvin at 30 minutes, then 0.29 at 5 minutes. US05 yeast was used. Something went wrong with these. Still not sure what it is, because every smash beer that I've made has not attenuated all the way. I've got brand new malt, I got brand new yeast, I even tried older malt because I wanted to do an experiment on that, and I can't remember if it was the first couple batches or if it was later on. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure this had all new everything when I brewed it, and they're just not attenuating. So this one ended up being 3.49%. It is what it is. So let's go ahead and get this open. One large carbonation tablet was used. I do not like them. I would prefer to use the small pearls. They're a little better to like adjust into things. Okay, hiss. Okay, smoke. It almost seems like it's undercarbed, which is very funny when you're talking about these large carbonation tablets. But looks like we're going to get an okay head. Off-white, a little yellow coming up through there. I would say half medium, half small bubbles from that pour. Not even half a finger of head. Yeah, yellow in color. I would say this one is less hazy than batch one that I just finished up. Now, I did not pour the end of this in here. I was going to pull that, the other glass, but that is hazy. I bottled directly out of the fermenter, and I wanted to see the color. That's why I didn't put it all in there. I'm fine with it. For that yellowy orange, I would say they're both the same. It's just this one is a little clearer. But in that bottle, there's not as much left than as what's in here. So I think if I dumped that in there, it would be the same. We're talking medium haze, but I'm going to leave it out for now. Let's go ahead and smell. Kind of citrus with a touch of green. I can't say like a white grape or a green grape like that, but there's, I don't want to say vegetal, more like hop, like fresh hop, like the greeny fresh hop. I get a little dankness, like fresh dankness. In there, fresh green dank. A touch of like that white grape, green grape tartness. I was gonna see, I think this was bottled on the same day. Yeah, 8/19/23. It's so I'm trying to compare it to batch one. That one had some smells, but it was almost like the flavor or the smell profile of the Citra hop was almost gone, and it was just like the bitterness, like zesty bitterness that was left over. Where this, I think I'm getting more of like a fruit or a flower or some kind of smell instead of just zest. It smells okay. I think it's just that like white grape, green grape, like that tartness that's kind of making me think what's wrong with this. Because there is a touch of maltiness in there. And usually when you get that, it could be infected. But I think it's from the hop. Let's go ahead and taste. Yeah. it's green. I want to say it's green. It's very dry, which it didn't attenuate all the way. So why is it so dry? Like a dry leaf, a dry green leaf. Like there's some sweetness up front. Dry green leaf. That's it. Because I was going to say, what about like a green grape skin? But it's green. The funny part, it tastes like that's what it should be. Like, it's just missing the front end. It's too dry. Like, what happened? Where'd all that sugar go? I hit the post-boil gravity, so it didn't attenuate all the way. So I know that right out of the gate. Because I can't remember. Beersmith doesn't put on there what it should have been, like the ABV of it, and I didn't put it on there. I'm guessing like a 6.62 probably, maybe somewhere in there. So we're almost 3 full points below that. Where's the sweetness? It tastes okay. It's just, why would you drink this? As a home brewer, you probably got more beer. Like, I'm already thinking in my head, like, I should just dump the other one out and not even do the fourth review. It's not worth it. And that's probably what I'm going to do. But, yeah, I think there's nothing else in there. Maybe Nelson Savant is more of a support hop and not a hop on its own. So it needs something else to help carry it. Like that green, I could see that in with some other hops, like a Citra hop or a Centennial, where you're going to get some of that more Citra or citrus base smells and tastes, where that green might play with it and keep it amped up a little bit. I don't know. We're going to find out, though. But, yeah, it's almost like this isn't a solo operating hop. But it's okay. So, yeah, if you've used Nelson Savant, what have you used it in and what other hops have you used it with?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.